Welcome to the Sportscast, August 8th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio. And visit us on thesportscast.net for the latest and greatest, and also the Sportscast One on Twitter and Instagram. The College Football Coaches Poll preseason poll has came out today, and of course we have some other football talk. But a man joined us that who went to Met Stadium not too long ago, and also to Busch Gardens in Williamsburg. Ryan Krista, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Yeah, Santiago, we came back from a trip to Williamsburg where we ventured halfway to Washington and then actually the other day I went to Baltimore.
Not bad. 1 week vacation.
Looking for the next game to go to.
Yeah. And of course we have like a lot of rehash. How was the game, by the way?
Mets game, you know, Mets, you know, 9-5. The Nets, you know, this is a week after they traded Juan Soto. So they were lacking in a lot of players for sure.
Went to the Padres instead. What are your thoughts over that? And Ryan Krista, sorry about that, guys, went off. No, he's back. Ryan, you're back? Let's give him a call back. He got disconnected. Talk about Juan Soto and whatnot, but who went to the San Diego Padres, so quite interesting. A trade, everyone thought he was going to go to the Dodgers or to the New York Yankees. It's all win-win, though. It's all win-win. But anyways, we'll talk about that. And, of course, the college football preseason coaches poll, which may mean little to you. And we cannot reach Ryan.
This is Ryan Chris's phone, and then
went straight to voice. Went straight to voice. No problem. But yeah, a lot going on. Alabama was number one in the coaches poll, then Ohio State, then Georgia, who won the college football championship this past season in January.
I'm here.
Ryan, you're back.
I'm back. Yeah.
All right, so let's go right into it. We'll talk about Juan Soto a little bit later in the show, your thoughts. But let's go into the preseason, USA Today, College Football Coaches Poll preseason. First, Bama, number one, not surprising. Number two, Ohio State. Number three, Georgia. Let's stop there for the top three. Georgia won the championship, but the coaches are seeing Bama as the favorite. Your thoughts?
I mean, Bama returned so many players, you know, Bryce Young on offense, Will Anderson on defense, and they just reloaded. So to me, that was a slam dunk number one, you know. I mean, Georgia, I mean, they lost a lot in the NFL to their defense, you know, and then kind of a lack of respect for sets and quarterback. So, I mean, earn that respect again this year. So we'll see what happens. You know, I don't agree with number one in Charlotte and Ohio State. You know, they should, you know, both Alabama and Ohio State should be double for making all the injuries.
Okay, let's go to number four. Clemson is back in the top four. Notre Dame, 5, 6, Michigan. the Wolverines, 7, Texas A&M, 8, Utah, Pac-12 team, number 9, Oklahoma, and 10, Baylor University. Your thoughts on that top 10?
Yeah, I mean, Clemson might have the best defensive line in football. Last year, they struggled on offense. You know, strictly bad offense. Clemson, yeah. But, you know, they have talent. They, you know, stay away with, you know, highly guarded prospects. So I think the idea is that if they're going to make stuff together this year, offense, kind of, they got, you know, they should contend for a playoff spot.
All right, let's go to number 11 through 25 really quick. Oklahoma State, Oregon, another Pac-12 team, 13 NC State, 14 Michigan State, 15 USC, interesting placement there, 16 Pitt, 17 Miami Hurricanes. I'm surprised. You know, hey, we don't know what's going to happen with Mario. 18 Texas Longhorns, 19 Wake Forest, 20 Wisconsin, 21 Kentucky, 22 Cincinnati, 23 Arkansas, 24 Ole Miss, and 25 Houston. No Florida, Ryan, but your thoughts over that lower polling there.
No, Florida's got to earn their way back in there. I'll see your hometown, Miami Hurricanes, San Diego. Big things this year. Tyler Van Dyke is a real deal. We got a new coach in town with Mario Cristobal. You know, he's out there recruiting like crazy. But so is Manny Diaz. He wasn't only in scrubbed out there. You know, so the cover wasn't complete. I think it's going to be them and Clemson at the end of the day in the ACC.
ACC definitely be a challenge, more of a challenging conference now with Miami in play. Of course, you got other teams like Wake Forest or Duke. So definitely Clemson is back. Clemson had an off year, you could say, a little bit of rebuilding. So they're definitely ranked high.
Yeah,
that was pretty quick.
Off year is 11-2. Most people would not consider 11-2 an off year, but that's just how good Clemson is. So.
But yes, the college football season starts in the first week of September, a week before from the NFL. So looking forward to that. And of course, you know, hey, a lot of big games. This is the NIL era beginning, of course. So we've seen a lot of players, you know, getting some money here and there. But we'll definitely be looking forward to see what happens. You know, there's been reports of millions of dollars here and there, but you know, we'll see how much that will affect the play. Week one, I'm looking at the games. Obviously, the kickoff, we'll see. I'm looking at some games here. Can't find a good one. There are a whole bunch of Penn State, Purdue.
San Diego, you got a good one. You can't look at week zero. Don't look at August 27th. You know, not much heading that way other than, you know.
I'm looking at September 1st.
September 1st, that's going to be a Thursday, not happening. Pittsburgh and Virginia has a big rivalry game. But, if you go to September 1st, you're really honing on a couple of things. You got Notre Dame, Ohio State, San Diego, two humongous brands, two top five teams. And then you got Oregon and Georgia and meeting in the Chick-fil-A Classic down at, you know, Mercedes-Benz. You have Utah and Florida. September 3rd is not lacking in, you know, star power. I think an underrated game that day, San Diego, it's not going to get any big headlines, but, you know, from our, you know, college football playoff team, Cincinnati heads down to the SEC territory to play, you know, against a strong Arkansas team. So there's definitely a lot going on, you know, I think, in September 3rd. You know, September 3rd, leading up to, you know, you got a couple appetizers. You know, August 27th, you have Northwestern, Nebraska, over in Dublin, Ireland.
You said Dublin, Ireland?
You know, not much. Yeah.
They're playing a game in Ireland?
So, but
Yeah, and then September 1st, I think you can't overlook Penn State and Purdue in Santiago. That's the marquee game that day. So,
what can you expect between Utah and Florida the first week?
What to expect? That's a good question, Santiago. Utah, you know, returning Pac-12 team, you know, a lot of pieces back. You know, left some pieces on defense, Devin Lloyd. But got their, you know, quarterback Cam Rising back. Kind of took the team underneath their wings last year. You know, they think that went score for score with Ohio State last year in the Rose Bowl, just coming up a little bit short. So they're not going to be scared. You know, Kyle Whittingham team is not going to be scared going to the Swamp. It's just, you know, and Florida, obviously, another new coach, you know, with Billy Napier. You know, they do have some pieces. Florida's issue, Santiago, and I'll just say this right now, is not frontline talent, is depth. You know, they weren't at the caliber they needed to provide depth, and that's really where the issue right now for the Gators is. So we'll see what happens there. But, you know, if Florida has to play a four-quarter fight with most teams, you know, it's going to be tough because right now they don't have the you know, the depth to compete. But so, I mean, beginning of the season before injuries, yeah, I think they can pull out enough. So against Utah, especially at home, if I had a gun to my head, I would say, you know, probably 2017 Utah if I had to pick a score for that game.
Not feeling too optimistic, Ryan, but I forgive you. You know.
No, I'm very optimistic. You know, I'm you know, I'm trying to be, real though too, Santiago.
Being realistic, yeah, you got to look at reality a little bit, but yeah, also have some hope. But we'll see what Billy Napier does in Florida.
Absolutely.
All right, Cleveland Browns making, of course, news not just because of Deshaun Watson, Kareem Hunt, running back. Has stayed out of team drills during practice these past two days or this past week in protest because he's asking the team for a long-term contract extension. Hunt is in the final year of a two-year, $12 million deal he signed 2 years ago. The 27-year-old has been productive during his three seasons for Cleveland, but he missed nine games last season with calf and ankle injuries. Hunt's situation adds more drama for the Browns because of Deshaun Watson. Your thoughts? Will he get that trade or will we get that extension?
They say no. They say no, Santiago. This, you know, I think we'll see what comes out of it. You know, but I'm guessing right now it's not going to happen. I think you know, maybe he gets a 1 year extension. You know, you know, it's Nick Chubb's team, Santiago, so I don't really know. We had some good years in Kansas City. I think he wants to be, but he's got his own personal issues. He's probably really lucky to still be in the first, but that's just I stand with Kareem Hunt. But
Kareem, you know, it's funny you say that because I was debating with Isaac, which you might know. He says Nick Chubb is in the top five best running backs in the league. Do you agree with that?
I think Nick Chubb is very good. Cleveland has done very well at putting together a good offense. You know, last year was a weird year. You know, I mean, they go 4 years ago, you know, they're really go play away from beating Kansas City. High expectations last year, and they just kind of just imploded. Baker Mayfield injuries, you know, led, you know, how quickly things can turn about, you know, with what he's done lately. So they go send, you know, Baker to the curb, you know, and go and bring Deshaun Watson and then put together, yeah, I think great roster on both sides of the ball. They just need consistency at the quarterback position. And I think Watson was healthy. I would say this championship caliber team. But if Jacoby Brissett has to play more than 16, I don't feel like happening for this team.
As Ryan mentioned, Judge Sue Robinson issued a six-game suspension for Deshaun Watson, quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. NFL appealed it last Thursday or Friday, and they didn't go into specifics, actually, of how many games, but I believe it might be a year, I believe, they're pursuing on that. Goodell, with the new processes of appealing and suspending players and whatnot, has appointed former New Jersey Attorney General Peter Harvey to hear the Deshaun Watson appeal. And it is expedited, too. So this will probably be decided before the season starts. Ryan, your thoughts over the situation? Will it be 6 or will it be 12 the whole season? What is your gut and your sources telling you?
I don't know about any sources. They want nothing less than a year, San Diego. They want a year and some of their fine. If you get by the way, it'll be a year. But the show wants to be the one. If you want to, this is going to be able to bring it. This goes a lot more money, and that's where the players' associations really, they want this done, whatever punishment, Mr. Harvey hands out. I don't think it'll be more than a year, though.
No more than a year. Interesting situation with Cleveland Browns, of course. They got Jacoby Brissett in the back burner. I think it won't be more than a year. I think 12 games, I've been hearing that. But I've heard worse. Deshaun Watson, of course, hasn't played it in a year and a half, actually. So things could get pretty interesting. Sue Robinson also said that he will be fined also some money for this. And he can only get massage from the Browns massage therapist. From, like, the Cleveland Browns and staff. He cannot go and let it be outsourced.
Yeah, I think that would. I really know, I'm not going to hear. It's just a weird situation, and I can't wait till football games start happening on the field. So
exactly.
We can start talking about.
And also, thank God there's only 3 preseason games. All right, while you were gone, Stephen Ross also got in trouble, got a punishment. He got fined for $1 million for tampering. With Tom Brady and with Sean Payton. Your thoughts over that?
I think he got off light, but it kind of makes sense. San Diego, Roger Goodell worked for you, works for the owner, so he's not going to do anything to. He wants to do enough to make the owners, other owners know that he's above the game. No, there's not going to be a revolt, So it was, he walked a tight line, something had to be happening because you can't poach people who are part of other organizations, but the thing is, I don't think they went in, they say they looked into, the allegations that, with Brian Flores, that he told Brian Flores to lose. I don't think that was ever investigated. They said they did, but I highly doubt they did. I think they just kind of said they did, but
do you think tanking did happen that year? Tank for Tua. Do you think that really happened?
I think organization didn't really provide Brian Flores with enough resources. No.
Money paid, money in the bag type of thing?
Yeah, I think they just go out there and try to make their team better. But they could go in that case. I definitely feel like they were unpurposely trying to lose games for sure.
Victor Rocho says he does not believe in tanking. He's the host of Jersey Boys. He does not believe in tanking. It's too complicated. It's too much variables going on. Ryan, do you believe in tanking? Does it happen in the NFL?
No. I'm sure it does, but you see a lot of tanking in the NBA, and the difference in the NBA tanking is, in the NBA, you only have a surefire handful of prospects that can really change your team. NFL, there's a lot of play. if it's not quarterback and it's
one player isn't going to change a team, you know. So I think that's where your issue in NFL and NBA. But I definitely don't believe in tanking really ever, but definitely not in baseball, football.
Football, pretty complex, a lot of variables there. But was not charged for it. So that's off. With the tampering punishment, Ryan, the Dolphins lose two draft picks 2 years in a row, and those are two good quarterback years for the NFL draft. If they look for a quarterback after Tua, they can't. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think they've said they're in a really good spot, I believe. You know, and they feel good about where they are. You know, with the addition of Tyreek Kill, you know, other weapons, you know, I feel like they're gonna the second best team in the AFC East for sure, behind the Bills.
Ryan's predicted it already. He's saying it already.
Should be making. I think they will compete with the AFC West for one of those wild card spots. So, I think 10, 11 wins is not out of the realm for the Dolphins.
You mean the competitive AFC West?
Yeah, the AFC West is its own. It's like the SEC of the NFL right now. Yeah.
With the future Hall of Famer Derek Carr.
Maybe Devontae Adams, maybe, but Derek's a very good quarterback. You know, there's no one who dislikes the Raiders more than me, and I'm very good.
Did you like the Raiders in Las Vegas or Oakland?
Las Vegas is interesting. It doesn't matter. I don't think I'll ever go out to either one, so whatever.
Anyways, yes, AFC East in play. Hey, especially with the New England Patriots, their offense is going to be called between Matt Patricia and Joe Judge. Can you believe that?
Yeah, obviously you don't second guessing. What the heck is he doing? Both sides, you know, defense is kind of like they don't have any coordinators. They're just everything is done willy nilly, it seems like.
It's all centralized, coordinated, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, Bill Belichick keeps on saying the strides that Mac Jones has made. I just don't, like, they just don't have weapons.
You're not seeing it. You're not seeing it.
No.
All right.
No, I'm not.
But I am seeing this. Broncos wide receiver Tim Patrick suffers a knee injury. A huge blow for the Broncos. Yeah. But they have other weapons, of course. Your thoughts, will this affect their AFC West wishes?
It doesn't help them. But what you got to know is that, you know, the same day that happened, they got back KJ Hamler, who was out last year with the ACL, so yeah, different players, but you know, so you still got weapons.
You got Jerry Jeudy,
Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, KJ Hamler, you know, and
Kendall Hinton,
yes, former leading quarterback for the Broncos. They'll be okay, you know, and then you got, you know, Alpha at tight end, so yeah. I think an underrated, you know, loss for the Broncos was Noah Fant, who was, you know,
now with Seattle,
had a talent to be a very good receiving tight end. You know, Russell Wilson's don't grow on trees, so
exactly. Russell Wilson moved to Denver, became a Avalanche fan right off the bat. Rockies fan. And Colorado soccer team fan, MLS. I forgot the name of it. Colorado Rapids, if they're still called that. So we'll see what happens. Russell Wilson and new ownership. They got the guy from Formula One, Lee Hamilton.
Yeah, they're throwing a little bit. Everybody's throwing their minority ownership in with the Waltons, so.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to diverse their ownership, you know, try to appeal to everybody, so.
Condoleezza Rice? You can't beat that.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. It's good stuff there. So,
seven-time 4-1-1 world champion Lewis Hamilton, joint ownership. He has a say in the team. Yeah. With his winning championship pedigree, it could help out the Broncos, Ryan.
Hey, we'll see. You know, I had no idea. I don't do
it. You don't do 4-1-1.
I don't.
And I call you SportsCenter.
Yeah, it doesn't involve a ball. It doesn't exist in my world. Then, well, also tennis too, but that's here and there.
It's right. You don't know if Novak is better than Rafa Nadal. You just don't know.
No, and I could, you know, I think MMA is barbaric. So that's just me.
Go. I've been watching more tennis lately. I like it. I've become more like Tyler. Golf a little bit more. Live Golf. I don't know if I can see it on. I believe Fox is going to have the rights for that. So we'll definitely look at that. But yeah, the Broncos with new ownership.
Yeah, Nick Faldo. Nick Faldo is going to broadcast them. So
that's right. That's right. And also Arlo White. So looking forward to what happens there. But yeah, and. Other sporty news, which you're not you are a fantasy guy. Matthew Berry going to NBC Sports. Is that going to change the game there?
It's a big name. You know, I don't know how much it changes, but it's big in the sense of, you know, he's kind of the godfather of fantasy info. So
I think ESPN's a huge loss for ESPN. I mean, I don't think Phil Yates can hold it on, like, hold the fort there.
I think he loses out because, you know, no one's really going to NBA for fantasy. Follows on there, you know. If I want fantasy information, I go to ESPN. It's given to you. It's given to you. Yours is Matthew Berry, you know. Now it's whoever on the.
Daniel Dopp and Phil Yates, which I don't talk about other networks, but it happens. Anyways, it's that big of a news. All right, this is my segment. I'm not sure if Ryan watched the Premier League. Here's my take. Manchester United was probably the biggest talk of the weekend. Lost 2-1 against Brighton. Not good. Ronaldo came in. I think the second half of the game didn't look good. So not good for Manchester United, but they're making moves before that trade deadline. Not a trend deadline. It's some type of deadline where you're able to pick up players from other clubs. My other take, Liverpool, they tied against Fulham 2-2. Not a good start for Liverpool or Man United. Man City had a great start. That 2-0 win over West Ham. Erling Haaland, the most expensive striker in the world, had a fantastic game against West Ham. So he's definitely is paying dividends and whatnot. So Premier League, good start. Tottenham actually had a great, huge win, 4-1 against Southampton. So fantastic performance of the Premier League. I liked it. I enjoyed it. And we have no more Ryan. I guess once I said Premier League, it was over then. But definitely shoot us your comments. Ryan, it's okay. So I would say my Premier League take. Did you watch any Premier League games this weekend?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I didn't watch a little bit. There was too much traveling. But, you know, I kind of get into the Premier League before football season starts.
Because you have Peacock.
Didn't watch any. Probably watch a little bit more this week. Are you a Peacock? Yeah, I gotcha.
No, Peacock has some NFL content as well, I heard. So,
yeah.
For what?
For Love Island. But,
that's right. That's right. And the Saved by the Bell show.
Exactly. Yeah. I just read about years lost, and I think you can't do it. He's not happy. You got to play him.
Yeah, something that it happens. Sometimes, you need to recoup, but there's time to, pivot. It's about 160 games, but there's a lot of games to look forward to. Ryan Krista, unbelievable. So the preseason is coming up. What do you want to see for the Broncos? Any specific player that you want to see shine? What do you want to see in preseason? Or you just can't get much from preseason?
I haven't got to read what they're going to do with Russ Wilson. They're going to play him in one game. Would I like him to play him in the second game when I go to watch the Broncos? Buffalo? Sure. But, I just want to say, you want to look as good as the Raiders any other night. They look like a well-oiled machine. When your backups look that good early preseason, it's kind of for, like, oh,
Yeah, the Broncos preseason schedule is against the Cowboys, Bills, and Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, you could, mostly you want to stay healthy. You want to get in a rhythm, you know, and you know, look to who's going to provide your depth. You know, who your starters are. You maybe got one or two debate for starting. You're really looking to fill up and, you know, complete the best talent about possible.
And
you got a new coach, so you're looking to see what kind of tone he's going to, Nathaniel Hackett's going to set. So
if not, if it doesn't work out, you got Sean Payton around.
Well, yeah, I don't think they'll be making a move that quickly. So,
okay. He's a big time.
Mike McDaniel, look over. Yeah, he's going to. Yeah. Well, Mike McCarthy is probably on a hot seat right now.
Yeah, Jerry West made some comments last week in the press conference.
To me, it's championship or bust for Mike. To me, it's championship or bust for him.
Championship or bust. Not and even an NFC championship game. They lose in Green Bay. Is that okay?
Maybe, but when you got a big fish, Jerry Jones obviously likes a big flashy fish. It's hard for me to see that he's next to, you know, open up his pocketbook. You know, I think I'm paying him a year to, you know, just batteries. You know, really, I don't think that. I think maybe Drew Brees comes for one swan song or something.
Ryan, last show you said yes. Before the news came out, we were talking about Jimmy Garoppolo, the 49ers quarterback, and will he be traded? And that same day, a couple of hours after our show, the Niners announced that they will allow the Jimmy G team to seek trade offers. It did happen. No trade offers yet. Where do you think he'll go? I've been hearing the Giants, and I'm still here in Seattle. But what are your thoughts over that?
I just don't think that if there's a team that wants to tank, that's Seattle. If we're talking tanking,
speak of the devil.
They're definitely in a new quarterback. You know, they have two transitional quarterbacks in Geno Smith and
Drew Lock.
Drew Lock. You know, neither of them are the future of the team. You know, so. I don't think, you know, Jimmy G will make them probably good enough to win some games and not be able to get into one of those high playoff spots. So,
but Ryan, is Jimmy G a win now quarterback?
I think so. If you got the,
led the Niners to a Green Bay Rainbow win, almost beat the Rams. In the NFC Championship game?
Almost with the Rams. He's got shortcomings, and that showed in the Rams Super Bowl against the Chiefs. Obviously, I think the 49ers are willing to get back with Trey Lance this year and just let him play. Speaking of new contracts, though, you know, Deebo Samuel's got his new
finally.
DK Metcalf, speaking of Seattle, DK Metcalf got his contract. So this new strategy. It's a new strategy now. So these players that, you know, that they used to not show up to practice. But now the new strategy is to come to practice and basically do nothing.
It works, doesn't it? It works.
It works. You know, I don't know if teams are happy about it, but the leverage that players and, you know, agents are winding right now. So
or use this other quarterback strategy where you go on the Pat McAfee and just express how mad you are or how sad you are at a organization.
Yeah, I guess you could do that too. But I don't know, Sandy. I don't know what Jimmy G is going to do. I think our contending team that gets an injury, you know, looking to make a quick, transition, you know, to quarterback who can come in right away. Yeah, he's still not healthy though either. That's the thing though.
He's still recovering from a shoulder injury. Yeah, and a shoulder a procedure. So,
yeah.
something to definitely look at. And Niners won't release him before the will not cut him either. So that's something they expressed.
No, so we'll see what happens.
And Darnold and Baker Mayfield, they're going to compete quarterback competition, but not really. It's pretty much Baker written all over it.
Yeah, that's for you today. It's Baker's job to lose in the preseason. So you don't make that move. You don't want the guy to play. So I mean, tough for Sam Darnold. Some quarterbacks just never got a shot. Sam Darnold was in a bad situation in New York. Goes to Carolina. Great situation. Another quarterback. So for him, but I was a much more talented quarterback.
Ryan, this is a While You Were Gone podcast. What happened? And I'm going to go to another one. Julio Jones to Tampa. Does that make an effect?
I don't. It doesn't hurt. I think it's a good deal if everybody gets in on the team to win the Super Bowl. And
a little more stable works than out for Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
He won't take off his shirt in Giant Stadium.
No. I like it. I like it for everybody. Definitely not a no lose situation.
There you have it, Ryan Krista, the Sports Center, who does not know about tennis and Formula One. Join us back from his vacation. He's not rusty. I can tell you this. He's caught up. He's like, what, Julio Jones of the Bucks? No, he knew about it.
I am caught up.
What was that?
Absolutely.
Ryan, you visited a lot of stadiums. Which one you have not visited yet that you want to go?
Oh, probably, to the Broncos,
The Great Mile High.
That's kind of the bucket list, So,
which is almost impossible to get in, right? Is that what I've been hearing? I know the season tickets are impossible.
Tough to get tickets. I don't know if it's impossible to get single game tickets. You were there for one of my great days when I got to first go to the swamp, Santiago years ago.
I was there.
14.
It was fantastic.
Or 2015.
Yeah. Well, Mile High Stadium coming up.
That's probably my bucket list. Yeah.
But no rush to it.
My 6-year-old clearly is a baseball fanatic. Probably was going to be a football fanatic once football season starts. But
do you think he'll play youth soccer when he gets a little bit older?
He'd play soccer. Average baseball right now. Football kind of his thing. He likes basketball. He likes soccer. He's like me. He's like Mini Sports Center.
Hey, Mini Sports Center. There you go. Like Aaron from Sports Talk 101, he calls his kid Mini Vet. So incredible. Ryan, anything else before we close out this show? I do have a poll question for you.
That's about it. We talked briefly, trade deadline for baseball is so we're kind of fishing out to see who won, lost, too early to tell. But the big losers in the Juan Soto trade are my Rochester Red Wings, who have now lost team straight games. I like to watch the Mets. Mets play the Rochester Red Wings because that's who was playing for.
Do you think the New York Mets might do well this postseason?
I think this might be their year. They got a really good team. Pitching staff is better, so the Dodgers are bust. They're a fantastic team.
And Yankees is too. The coast teams.
Yankees are good. They got some holes, but the Dodgers and Astros are probably the two most complete teams. Pitching and batting. I don't, the Mets don't always have the most dynamic, bats every game, they hit or miss, but that's the Dodgers. They always hit every game. And then, you know, they've got a good pitcher. So
there you have it. Ryan Krista. Yeah, that's your not baseball. A Mets fan. Not a Mets fan. He's a Red Sox fan.
Yeah, I'm a secondary Mets fan. My son, we went out to the Citi Field in New York City last year. Loved it. You know, he's turned from the Red Sox to the Mets. So, you know, we watch a lot of Mets games together. So kind of fall in love with them.
You're shifting to a new team. I don't blame you. You can do that. You're in Rochester. They don't have a baseball team.
I'm not sure. I'm always going to be a Red Sox, you know, at least for the time being, you know, so.
All right. National Holiday, what is your favorite thing to spend for a buck? Just a dollar. I know it's inflation. It's very difficult.
Yeah, it is tough.
And it could be under a dollar, like a 69-cent hamburger at McDonald's.
I don't know if those exist anymore, Santiago. I'd say something off anything off a dollar menu at any restaurant, so yeah.
Okay, there you go. You don't go to the dollar store on a weekly basis, right?
Yeah, once in a while, first thing.
Well, I did some research, and a lot of people go to the dollar store to get a lot of greeting cards or any type of like season decor.
Yeah.
It's pretty common, and gift bags.
Greeting cards. I mean, you go to your drugstore for a greeting card. Again, I'm spending $5 to wish somebody a happy birthday.
There you go.
Some happy birthday.
Well, anyways, there you go. Some dollar ideas. I'm sure Ryan doesn't really shop. Goes to any type of dollar store every week, but I usually go during Christmas, actually. That's probably like the best time. Now looking at these results, I think it's good, you know, because I go to, let's say, Walgreens and I spend like a couple, like $6 for a gift bag. Maybe at the dollar store it'd be a dollar, maybe two at worst.
Yeah.
So anyways,
sounds good.
Ryan.
All right, Santiago.
What is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about Gator gear?
Mad Dog Report.
You reach us at thesportscast.net, thesportscast1 on Twitter and Instagram, and we'll be definitely keeping up to date. We'll have our college football show in a few weeks, so looking forward to that situation. And Ryan, thanks for coming back on. The World Cup's this year. I'll talk to you later.
All right, sounds good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
This was your update.